Hey, this is Lisa Robin Young. I want to welcome you to day 6 of the Get Your Year in Gear program. And today, we're talking about freedom! And this is where all those other goals fall into place. It's all the stuff beyond the other 4 key areas. These are the things that leave you feeling a sense of freedom, accomplishment, confidence in your life and work. And as I've said before, oftentimes you'll have something that trickles into multiple key areas. Maybe one of your freedom goals is to lose some weight, or maybe it has something to do with your career. The only wrong goals in any key area are the goals that someone else sets for you. So if these are truly your goals, then they belong exactly where you categorize them to be. Beyond that, there's really not a lot to be said specifically about the key area of freedom, because this is the most personally defined of all the key areas. As you dig into today's exercises, you're going to be prompted to do a lot of brainstorming and prioritizing about what you really want in life and what will give you the most satisfaction and sense of freedom in your work and life. So let's talk about prioritizing a little bit. It can be challenging to pick something and know if it's the right choice. In fact, I've had several emails from participants in the program asking me, well, how do I know if I've picked the right thing? Or I have so many ideas, how do I keep track of them all? Or what do I do if I've picked the wrong goal? Let me put your mind at ease on 2 fronts. The first is that there is no right or wrong. There's only your path. And who's to say that starting down a path that's riddled with challenges or that is difficult is wrong? Not me. I've done a lot in my life the hard way, and while it didn't always bring me joy in the moment, sometimes it actually brought me pain in the moment, I'm very clear that looking back, if I hadn't gone through what I did, I wouldn't be where or who I am today. So yeah, it may be tough. That's part of life. But on the second front, I want you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you can always, always choose differently. Until the day you die, you can choose differently. At any point on your journey, you can say, hey, this is not working and I need to do something differently. And then make the choice to act accordingly. This is the tool that I learned from my teenager while he was living in residence at a wilderness camp. In fact, it was so important that when he graduated, it was on his cake at his graduation party. And it's 3 simple words: plan, do, evaluate. It's simple, but it's not always easy. And it's the crux of what we're about here this week. We're making a plan. But you can't just make the plan, because then it's up to you to take action and do the plan to the best of your ability. And then finally, as things come up, and they do come up, trying to pretend that things don't come up is futile, okay? Evaluate what's working, what's not working, and what needs to change. And then repeat. Make a new plan, follow through on it, and evaluate what's working, what's not working, and what needs to shift. So many of the people I meet, and I've been this person myself, okay? So many of the people I meet will make a plan and then get mad as hell when the plan doesn't work out exactly according to their specific instructions. My husband still refuses to make plans unless I cajole him, not because he doesn't want to make a plan, but because he doesn't like the feeling of not seeing the plan work out exactly perfectly. He's like, why bother to make a plan if things aren't going to go according to plan? Well, if you want to see success in your life and your business, you have to remember that we don't operate in a vacuum. There are other people and events constantly shifting around us, all of which have some kind of an impact on our goals and plans, none of which we can control. Imagine that. Let's get really ridiculous for a second here. What if one of your big goals today was suddenly outlawed tomorrow? That thing you wanted to do, well, it's against the law now and you can't do it. Well, then you'd have a big decision to make. Do you keep working on it and break the law? Do you give up on it and let go of a dream that you've had for most of your life? Or do you try to get the law changed? Do you move somewhere else where it's not illegal? That's a big question, one that requires some planning, some doing, and some evaluating. everything in your plan comes back to these three simple steps, and you need to know that this is perfectly normal and part of the process. Very little in this world goes exactly according to plan 100% of the time. Every plane that takes off and lands does thousands of course corrections over the length of the flight. If the captain just took off and trusted autopilot until it was time to land, you'd find yourself thousands of miles off course, maybe even in the water. Why? Well, because of the external factors that play on that. The wind blows. Weather creates detours. Air traffic controllers tell you to take an alternate route. But every captain enters a flight plan before they get clearance for takeoff. You can't soar without a plan. But once you get up in the air, your work is far from done. You've got to watch the instruments, care for the cargo, make sure the crew's doing their part. You've got to be prepared to land or redirect in case of an emergency. And that's exactly how you must be in your own life and business. I have never met someone who's lived a life exactly according to their plan from childhood. More often than not, I hear people say, if you'd have told me 5 years ago that I'd be doing this, I would have told you that you're crazy. So today's lesson in freedom is really more about letting go. You can't be rigid and be free. Flags fly free in the breeze because they're flexible, yet they stay attached to their grounding pole. And that's the way you need to approach your planning as we roll into tomorrow. Stay flexible, but have that grounding pole. Work through today's brainstorming and prioritizing activities and see what comes up for you. Tomorrow we're going to tie it all together. Now that you've got all these goals that you feel are really going to be highlights of your year during the next 12 months, how do you exactly make a plan for achieving them? That's what we'll cover tomorrow. And believe it or not, it won't take us long to cover that ground because I'm going to give you a simple solution to make sure that there's room in your calendar for everything you want to accomplish on a timetable that works for you and gives you space for those surprise blessings that we talked about at the beginning of the week.